Hey everybody, this is Tony, your host of a Stranger Things podcast, and tonight we're talking about Eddie Munson and the person that inspired the character of Eddie Munson on Stranger Things. Sometimes real life is stranger than fiction, and tonight we'll be covering that story, that and more coming up next on a Stranger Things podcast.
Campaign without him. So me and Mike, we were talking, shooting the shit, and we were thinking that maybe we might
postpone.
Postpone?
No.
You saying Sinclair's been taken in by the dark side?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Jesus Christ.
And rather than find a sub for him, you want to postpone the cult of Vecna?
I don't want to postpone it. We don't want to postpone it. It's just that, you know, most of the subs will be at the championship game.
Oh, is the championship game?
Yeah.
Can I level with you? Jeff graduates this year. Garrett's got, what, a year and a half? Me, I am army crawling my way toward a D and Miss O'Donnell's. If I don't blow her final, I'm gonna walk that stage next month. I'm gonna look Principal Higgins dead in the eye. I'm gonna flip in the bird. I'm gonna snatch that diploma. I'm gonna run like hell out of here.
Didn't you say that last year and the year before that?
Yeah, and I was full of shit. This year's different. This year is my year. I can feel it. 86, baby. You know what that means? Means you boys the future of Hellfire. I knew it the moment I saw you. I sat on that table right over there, looking like two little lost sheep. You're wearing a Red Owl t-shirt, which I thought was brave.
Thank you.
Mike, you were wearing whatever shit your mommy bought you from the goddamn gap. We showed you that school didn't have to be the worst years of your lives, right?
No.
Okay, no. Well, I'm here to tell you that there are other little lost sheepies out there who need help. We need you. And all you guys gotta do is get your bow peeps on and go and find one.
If you could go back to your life before the trial and change anything, would you?
I wouldn't change anything that's ever happened in my entire life. Nothing. Everything that has happened in my life has came together to create and make me the person that I am now. And if any of those things would change, then the person who I now am would not exist.
Season 4 seemed to use his pandemic delays very wisely, and noticeably expanded the runtime, the cast, and number of storylines. Perhaps one of the best things it did was give us the gift that is Eddie Munson. In the very first episode, Munson quickly captures everyone's attention when he stands up to give an epic speech on the demonization of Dungeons and Dragons.
To the game, saying it promotes satanic worship, ritual sacrifice, sodomy, suicide, and even...
Sadly, we don't realize, until later, how much foreshadowing was contained in that speech. What makes Munson's story all the more tragic is that he is based on a real-life individual. The Stranger Things creators have confirmed that Munson was inspired by Damien Eccles. When Eccles was a teenager, he exhibited some similarities to Munson. While he wasn't a D&D player, he was a bit of a misfit in his local Bible Belt community of West Memphis, Arkansas. He had a habit of dressing in black, was a huge fan of Metallica and heavy metal, was interested in the occult, and dabbled in Wicca. All these things were as harmless as Munson's doings in Hawkins. Yet, these teenage interests would nearly cost Eccles his life when satanic panic broke out. Eccles is one of the West Memphis Three, a group of three teenagers who were controversially convicted of a triple homicide.
In a statement given to the police and obtained by a Memphis newspaper, 17-year-old Jesse Miskelly allegedly confesses to watching two other suspects choke, rape, and sexually mutilate three West Memphis second graders.
The murders had been part of a satanic ritual.
Satanic worship?
A horrific, ritualistic sacrifice.
We're just sitting on the couch watching TV the night of the murder,
On May 5th, 1993, three 8-year-old boys, Steve Branch, Michael Moore, and Christopher Byer, went missing in West Memphis, Arkansas. Tragically, the boys' bodies were found the next day. The three had been tied up with their shoelaces, killed, and dumped near a creek in Robin Hood Hills. All three of them had died from multiple injuries. The triple homicide rattled the small town, as locals feared a murderer was now on the loose.
I think that possibly this could have been going on while I was actually at work and I was so close to it, it's an eerie feeling inside.
The investigation almost immediately honed in on Eccles, largely simply due to bias among the local authorities. Eccles was known to them, as he had been convicted of minor crimes such as shoplifting and burglary. He was a high school dropout, and social services visited his family frequently. However, it was largely Eccles' interest in the occult that detectives honed in on. Without much evidence, they decided that the triple homicide appeared to be a satanic ritual, and, in turn, Eccles must be involved due to his interest in the occult. So, going on only Eccles' interests and no other evidence, the police began interviewing him within 2 days of the murder. While not even officially named as a suspect, Eccles was interviewed on numerous occasions as the police continuously circled back to him. Eccles, at the time, was also close friends with Jesse Miscully Jr. Miscully and Eccles shared the same interests and were both high school dropouts. The true tragedy of this case came when Miscully was interrogated for 12 hours by police, despite his father not giving permission for the interrogation.
Then Jason turned around and hit Steve Branch. Michael Moore took off running, so I chased him and grabbed him and held him till they got there.
Miscully, during the grueling 12-hour interview, admitted to the crime and tied Eccles and another teenager, Jason Baldwin, to the murders, but quickly recanted his confession. He would continue to recant it and state that he didn't understand his Miranda rights, and that he was afraid of the police. Unbelievably, his confession was still used as evidence, and was largely the reason behind the conviction of the West Memphis Three. They were convicted of the murders, and Miscully and Baldwin were sentenced to life in prison. Eccles, though, was sentenced to death.
Reads as follows. We, the jury, find Damien Eccles guilty of capital murder and the death of Stevie Branch. We, the jury, find Damien Eccles guilty of capital murder and the death of Chris Byers. We, the jury, find Damien Eccles guilty of capital murder and the death of Michael Moore.
For 18 years, Baldwin and Miscully remained in jail, while Eccles was placed in solitary confinement on death row. As the years went by, the conviction grew more and more unstable. For one, a major witness, Vicki Hutchison, who claimed Eccles had admitted to the murder, recanted her statement and admitted it was a complete lie she told in hopes of getting reward money. Second, DNA evidence was tested in 2007, and none of it tied any of the West Memphis Three to the scene. Third, of course, the entire conviction was based on a potentially coerced and false confession.
18 years, a long time behind bars, a long time on death row, a long time in and out of solitary, a long time for something that you insist you didn't do. Today, three men who were supposed to never walk free did just that. After years of fighting for freedom, they were released today in a very unusual plea deal. Aaron Moriarty.
Finally, in 2011, the West Memphis Three accepted Alford plea deals. Essentially, they asserted their innocence while admitting that the prosecutors had sufficient evidence to convict them in order to secure a deal to get out of prison. Of course, not all of them wanted to take the deals, but Eccles' life was literally on the line. They accepted the plea deals and were sentenced to the time they had already served, over 18 years, and thus, set free.
I've been on their side and I've been fighting for them hard since 2007 when I realized I was wrong. And I had to make many amends to people. But I'm still standing and fighting for justice because they're innocent. They did not kill my son.
To this day, it remains unknown who committed the triple homicide. However, there may soon come a day when new evidence completely pardons the West Memphis Three. Today, Eccles is 47 and is a writer. He is also married and the father of one child. In particular, he has written many books about the occult and how his spirituality saved him during his time on death row. What happened to Eccles, though, was nothing short of tragic. The sheer level of bias was simply outrageous, with the police immediately pinning the crime on Eccles, simply because they didn't like him. This bias was seen yet again when he was the only one of three sentenced to death. The mob was against Eccles from the start, and they were going to put him in jail with or without evidence.
Scale of 1 to 10, how solid do you think the case is?
11. Stranger Things has masterfully re-explored the case of the West Memphis Three through Munson. It adds new layers of tragedy to the case, as viewers concede how difficult it would be to see someone like Munson sentenced to death. He's practically a child who is lovable, and despite his interests, is completely harmless. Yet, when it came to mob mentality and satanic panic, it didn't matter if you were just a kid, or how harmless you actually were underneath some black clothes and heavy metal music. If you were caught in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, oh God! Oh God, Eddie!
No,
you're gonna be fine. We just gotta get you to a hospital, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Come on. Take a second, okay?
Okay.
I didn't run away this time, right?
No. You didn't run.
You're gonna have to look after those little sheep for me, okay?
No, you're gonna do that yourself.
Nah, man.
Say I'm gonna look after them.
Say it.
Mr. Munson? I'm Dustin Henderson. Can we talk?
Can't imagine we got anything to talk about. My nephew is innocent. He's still missing. I'll put up as many posters as I need till he's found. Good day to you.
I was with him? I was with him when the earthquake hit.
And where is Eddie now?
I wish everyone had gotten to know him. really know him. Because they would have loved him. Mr. Munson. They would have loved him. Even in the end, he never stopped being Eddie. Despite everything. I never even saw him get mad. He could have run. He could have saved himself. But he fought. He fought and died to protect this town. This town that hated him. He isn't just innocent. Mr. Munson, he's a hero.
See you on the other side.
On the other side.